this truck, bust it open, I pick you up.
Big facts, I'm styling with no styler, drive the Maybach with no chauffeur, all black like you over, but I'm lit as
that's facts. Big blue bills in the bank, let's chat. I just hit a mail like a baseball bat. I just brought 100,000 at the Glad Pack. I'm a big deal, like my name all caps. That's facts. That's facts. That's facts. That's facts. Gulfstream with the seats laid flat. All my checks got my name on the back. That's facts. That's facts.
What's up, where the bag at? I like so don't ask me what the tabs at. Slim thick, when I'm naked, though, that ain't fat. I like dealers, baby, that's a trap fact. BS for Balenciaga, bust down. Big fat, big racks. If you got a big, you won't get your back. I like Rolex, Cartier with my wrist at. That's a fat fact. Don't ask me where I live at. Frio, too cold, I'm nitro. I delete my old dude, that's a typo. I like fat checks, fat pockets need lipo. BBW, big f***ing with the lights.
That's facts. Big blue bills in the bank, let's chat. I just hit a mail like a baseball bat. I just brought 100,000 at the Glad Pack. I'm a big deal, like my name all caps. That's facts. That's facts. That's facts. That's facts. Gulfstream with the seats laid flat. All my checks got my name on the back. That's facts.
Billy Trump painted matte black. If we ever get it tatted, that's a fact. Pull up with the cash at. I just blocked up like way over. Rich a meal, you can't match that. Drip test, you can't pass that. Had the molly, but I crashed that. And I showed up to Millie, had an asthma attack. Must be thinking I'm playing tennis.
betrayed. But there's no one at the helm, and there's a demon in my brain who starts to overwhelm.
Listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla.
I'm Danny.
Oops.
I don't think anyone heard your phone ring. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio. And this is our show this week. It was fun being back. I'm excited to do it again.
I am too. I had a really good time last week.
Yeah. We went on some tangents.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it just kind of happens, you know. It's like life. Just kind of happens.
True. But we played some 90s to open up the show. And Narcolepsy is from Third Eye Blind's self-titled album, which, fun fact, first CD I ever bought myself.
That's a great first CD. I'm pretty sure my first CD that I ever bought with my own money was probably... Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
I had that one too.
I'm sure there might have been like some movie soundtracks that I bought too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when you're that young, you're just like, whatever. Oh, this movie had a song I liked. I'm going to buy the CD. And it just kind of happens.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens. But I kind of did the thing where I started buying CDs and then a couple years later, records became a thing. And it was really unfortunate because I decided to collect in the wrong retro music medium.
Yeah.
I know, because like I have so many that I'm probably just going to go sell to a store, which I was going to do last summer, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's probably just never going to happen.
It happens. Everyone's got like a pile of CDs
something.
Just lying around somewhere, you know,
yeah.
collecting dust.
Did your parents have those like things for the car that had the CDs? Like, well, there's
like the little holders.
Well, you know, the visor thing.
Yeah, I know the visor thing.
Solid.
My brother had one of those.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what you did. That's what you did. I mean, like, I've had, because my family's had plenty of cars that had cassette players in them still. Like, I remember our Explorer. It was a good time.
Whoever invented the cassette tape to aux cord thing was a genius. That was awesome. It was an easy way for you to, you know, plug in whatever. Plug in your old iPod, you know, up to your car and play whatever you want. It was cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, it's like funny now because cars don't even come with CD players anymore.
It's wild. Laptops don't either.
I know.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
If you want to like burn a CD because or whatever.
I mean, who burns CDs anymore though?
I did because I used to buy the CDs and then burn it into the computer so I had it.
Yeah, my brother used to burn me CDs back in like 2000.
Oh yeah, when people used to make like mixtapes but on CDs.
Yeah, exactly. Now we just customize Spotify playlists and you can share it pretty easily.
It's true. The world has come far.
I just wanted to point something out, by the way. You said, we started off with some 90s music, and that was actually your selection. But I just want to make it clear that if we play 90s music here, there's a good chance that it was my input. If we play indie rock, there's a good chance it's your input.
Yeah.
If the music is sad, there's a good chance that it was mine. And if it's like a little more upbeat, there's a good chance it was yours. Not always, but I feel like that's a decent rule of thumb to follow.
I had a 90s phase.
My life is a 90s phase.
I mean, I think that's true.
For better or worse.
Yeah, but going back to the CD thing, my dad, I think he still has it, had this huge folder thing with a bunch of CDs and it just in his car. And growing up, my brother and I, like usually my brother, because, you know, it's my brother, but he would always throw it in the back seat and it would just get...
Throw the CDs?
The thing with the CDs. Yeah, but
okay.
It was like a book, so you flipped through it.
Sure, yeah.
And it was not hard covered or anything, so, you know, a lot of CDs got scratched over the years.
That's always the worst when
like
you're...
Like, you know, I love the Journey's Greatest Hit CD.
Sure.
And it got scratched. I was really sad.
I bet you it started skipping during your favorite song, too. That was the worst.
I'm sure it did. I don't remember exactly, but it started skipping, and I was like, this is the end.
We've come a long way since then.
Yeah. Even that with DVDs. I feel like people don't buy DVDs anymore, like movies, because I only got them when they're really cheap.
Yeah, I used to collect DVDs when I was like 12, 13, 14 years old. It was like my thing. I love movies so much, and I just loved collecting DVDs. And now I just have like boxes and boxes full of DVDs that I'm trying to get rid of because there's just, unfortunately, you know, not too much of a point. And there are exceptions. There's like some kind of like, you know, some indie films that... got like DVD releases, but they're just hard to find. They're not really on streaming services. I'll keep those. Also keep some of my favorite movies on DVD just because it's nice to kind of have a hard copy on them that you get to preserve for a while. But yeah, there's just not much of a reason. You know, streaming services are too good.
Yeah. And, you know, we always talk about Blockbuster.
I know, it's true.
I miss it so much.
Although, shout out to Criterion. Like, Criterion, if you're going to buy DVDs, Criterion's the way to go. Because you get, you know, fancy packaging. You get tons and tons of bonus features with interviews, you know, deleted scenes. Like, all this cool stuff. So, see if your favorite movie has a Criterion release. Maybe try and buy it.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
It's cool. This is not sponsored.
Yeah, no, Criterion's never acknowledged my existence.
You know what? That's okay. Maybe they will now.
Hopefully. I would love to.
It's out in the radio waves.
Invite me into the Criterion Closet, they call. They bring like these. Anyone who wants to go, like whether you're like a famous director, actor, you can go into the Criterion Closet. It's literally just a room covered in DVDs everywhere, and you guess just like pick out whatever you want.
Free range.
So if Criterion's listening, hey, I would love to come by and see what you got.
Awesome. Let's play some more music.
Let's do it.
This one is by you. I felt bad because last time I added a bunch of songs and you only ended up adding three. So a lot of this playlist is, I think, going to be you.
Okay.
It looks cool like with that. It. Yeah.
Are you cool with that?
I am cool with that.
Better be cool with that.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm more so talking to whoever's listening right now. Whoever's listening, you better be cool with this.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't even know what's coming on next, so this is going to be a surprise to me.
It's Mother Mary.
Oh, good
by
song.
By far.
Good song.
Yeah, here it goes.
Like Elvis, like everyone, we all die.
Mary, she goes.
It's that time.
Time for a weekly PSA?
Of course it is.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. That's a lot of letters. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you.
Gotta care about bears.
You know, I guess seeing a bear would be thrilling, but
are there a lot of bears in Massachusetts?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of bears in New Jersey.
Are there really?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
And I've never seen one, but plenty of people have.
You know, there's a lot of turkeys in Massachusetts. A lot of wild turkey.
You know what? When I was little, I don't know why. I've never seen them since.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be this flock of wild turkeys, and they were skinny little turkeys, and they would, on my neighbor's roof, they would fly up to the roof, all walk across the roof, and then get down again.
Turkeys are weird, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'll never forget those turkeys. I've only seen it once. There was a whole bunch of them just going on the roof of that house.
You know, I've spotted them in Medford many times in my life, so maybe your dream will come true. You'll see them again.
Maybe I will. I wonder if they'll be the same skinny turkeys. Are they skinny?
Not always, I don't think.
They're chubby turkeys?
Yeah, there are chubby turkeys.
You could have that one for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
I guess. Save some money. You don't have to buy it at the store. Just get your own.
You know, I'll tell you what.
Trap a turkey.
You can go out and hunt the turkey.
I don't want to hunt the turkey. I don't want to kill it. I have people do that for me.
Okay, I see. Okay.
You know? Fancy. Yeah, you know, I have, ShopRite or Wegmans or Stop and Shop or whoever do that for me. But
yeah, so it says here, so seeing a black bear can be a thrill, and I agree that it's a thrill. But you know what's more thrilling than seeing a black bear? Was the announcement of the new Animal Crossing game that's coming out in March.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness, what a thrill.
I love Animal Crossing.
I am very excited. It looks awesome.
It does. For any of you who do not know Animal Crossing or are not aware of the amazingness of it, you should go check it out. There's many versions. So no matter what game console you have, if it's Nintendo, they got a game for it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. But the new one, it looks like there's even more work to do. And there's always work to do in that game.
Yeah. It's a peaceful little
game. If you've come to the point where there's like really nothing else to do with that game, then like you must have been playing it for years. Like every day.
Yeah. At that point you just start a new town and
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Start from scratch.
So it's true.
It's gonna be so good.
It's gonna be great.
Just sorry to throw that out there. I watched that today and I was like, I have so much excitement about this, I need to tell somebody. So I figured I would wait till I get on the air and just let it all out here.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about all that E3 stuff?
March 20th. Still a while away, but, you know, sometimes you forget about these things and then before you know it, it's here. So
that's very true.
Because when you're an adult, time goes by so fast and it'll be here before you know it.
That's statistically a thing. Like, the older you get, a year is less of a fraction of your life.
Sad,
that's a depressing way to put it, I know, but that's what it is. And what you gonna do about it? And there's nothing.
Well, here's to getting old, everybody.
Woo!
I feel like Fight Club. Like, because that's one thing that, like, I think Tyler Durden said in Fight Club was like, I'm gonna paraphrase wildly, but, you know, in that Brad Pitt voice, like, every second that passes, you are 1 second closer to death. I don't know, something like angsty like that. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm sure. I've never seen it, actually.
You've never seen Fight Club?
There are so many classic movies that I have not seen.
You should watch Fight Club.
I want to. I also would read it, too. It's a book.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I've never read the book.
Yeah.
probably a great idea, actually.
Yeah. Maybe I'll read it first.
It's,
I mean, it's much easier to watch a movie than read a book. I'm rather reading another book, though, so right now, so I can't,
Chuck Palahniuk. Can't double book. I don't know how you say his last name, but Chuck Palahniuk, I think that's the author.
I don't know.
He's a good author. He wrote this one book called Choke, and I remember in high school we used to call it Choke by Chuck, and that was just kind of like the nickname for it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good writer.
It's a good the ch sound.
Yeah,
that consonants or whatever it's called. Yeah, I took AP English.
You should see Fight Club.
I remember some stuff. I definitely want to. What else have I not seen? I have not seen, what's that one? Pulp Fiction. I haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
You gotta see Pulp Fiction. I don't mean to sound like one of those people, but like,
I know.
It has its status for a reason. And I'm not even a big Tarantino fan, but I adore Pulp Fiction.
Everyone likes it.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah. Isn't John Travolta in that movie?
He is, yeah.
Is that like the best movie he's ever done?
I would say without a doubt, but I'm sure some people would angrily tell me, like, no Greases or no
Grease?
Saturday Night Fever. Grease has passionate fans, okay?
You know,
my mother adores Grease.
Okay, I understand that. I watched it, but, like, there comes a certain point where if you've seen it, like, three times, I really don't need to see it again.
Sure.
Like, I think, you know what I mean? Like, I like Grease, but then, like, as I got older, I realized that the message of the movie is really not great. Like, it's just change yourself for someone. And I mean, I guess, like, if you're a bad person, I guess that's a good thing. But she was a nice girl. Sandra Dee was a nice girl. And then she had to change for
John Travolta.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I don't remember.
Whatever. It Danny?
Is it? I can look this up.
You can look this up. I think it is.
I'm going to say something while I'm looking this up.
Cool.
Opinion. Ready?
Yeah.
John Travolta? Overrated actor.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, he's a great dancer, you know?
Saturday Night Fever.
I mean, even Pulp Fiction, but yeah. Overrated actor.
Yeah, he's not great.
And I just feel like...
But he's fine. He's not bad.
I feel like since the turn of the 21st century, John Travolta, not only has he not done anything remarkable, there's something a little spooky about him. I don't know if spooky is the right word. Off-putting. Maybe it's a Scientology. I don't know. But
is,
like,
he a Scientologist?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
He's one of the big ones, yeah.
Like Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not quite as big as him, because he's the biggest, but, like, yeah, like Travolta.
I did not know that.
I think Will Smith was at one point.
Really?
Yep. I don't think he is anymore, but...
I love Will
there's
Smith,
a lot of,
though.
A lot of...
That, like, if you're a Scientologist, that automatically makes me question your existence. Like, why?
Well, it's like, unfortunate.
It's so weird.
I've watched a lot of documentaries on this, and believe it or not, a lot of these people who you were mad at for being Scientologists were literally either born into it because their parents were into it, or they got into it, or their parents got into it when they were, like, kids. So some of them, it's like, you feel kind of bad because...
I think John Travolta's, like, son died, so maybe he's, you know, not doing much after that, because it's kind of traumatic, you know? I think he had cancer or something like that.
Yeah, I do remember that being a thing. I don't know. I just don't think he's that... Or maybe he was... He,
like,
don't get me wrong. He's,
you know,
talented.
Some people... I think, you know, he made his big money, his big amazing movies in the, like, you know, in the 20th century. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it anymore. Maybe he just wants to, like, live life.
Well, he's been doing a lot of terrible, like, direct-to-DVD movies.
Really?
Like, since then. And actually, he came out with a movie last year. The movie was called Gotti, about... John Gotti. He played John Gotti, and apparently it is one of the biggest pieces of trash, like, released in, like, years. Apparently it is so bad, to the point where I'm almost like, I almost want to watch it, because a friend of mine, Liam, was like, he was like, oh, I watched Gotti and I only lasted 20 minutes. It kind of made me think, like, maybe this is like the Gotti challenge. How long can you watch this terrible movie before you just tap out?
Well, yeah, I mean, I rented Holmes and Watson with my friends. And
ooh, yeah, I heard that was not good.
I turned it off. We turned it
that
off.
That bad?
It was really bad. Like, I thought it was, because the thing is, in the trailer, they had this scene with these bees, and I'm like, that looks funny. And it was funny, but it wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. And then most of the jokes just did not land at all.
That stinks, because I do like the two of them.
I do, yeah. You know, usually the Bad Will Ferrell movies, they still make you laugh somewhat. But that one was just terrible.
Let's just hope Will Ferrell doesn't go full Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I mean...
I say this as somebody who can't...
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I can't hate Adam Sandler, even though a lot of his movies are terrible.
Yeah, like, as of recent, you know, they're not good. But,
no, they're not.
You know, but...
But I can't hate him. Because he has done good.
I just, you know...
And I want him to do better.
Both of us love Happy Gilmore.
I love Happy Gilmore so
Happy
much.
Happy Gilmore. Love that movie.
So I can't hate him.
I've seen it many times. You've seen it more than me.
I watched it on Comedy Central a few nights ago.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's one of those things, if it's on TV, I'm going to watch it.
Same.
Yeah. I don't know. There's other movies that are like that, but I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah, me too. It's one of those comfort movies.
Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely. Did you find out?
Yeah, so John Travolta's name is Danny in Grease.
There you go. I thought it was, yeah.
And you know what's interesting is, like, I'm looking at IMDb and... Oh, it's not just him. None of these characters have last names. They're all first names. That's a little odd.
In Grease?
Yeah, like, Olivia Newton-John's character is just Sandy. Starker Channing is just Rizzo. There's no last names to these characters.
I think they have last names.
Check
the Wikipedia, because the Broadway version probably has.
That's probably true. But, like, according to the IMDb movie page, they don't. They always display first and last names for their characters.
Wow.
Is that a design choice, an artistic choice, or...
I don't know.
Is that just laziness?
You should call them up.
I should.
Complain. I'm sure they'd love to hear it.
If they're still alive. I don't know how old it is.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Let's play another song?
I guess so.
All right.
Well, the next one also has a preface a little bit. If any of you guys know the band Paris, spelled P-V-R-I-S, they became a thing, what, in like, I don't know, 2013, 2014, 2015,
one of those.
I think it was
years.
14 or 15. 14? I saw them in, I think, yeah, it was 2015. It was Valentine's Day. I remember this. 2000. Okay. It was my freshman year of high school. And I went to see them. Not them specifically. I went to see Pierce the Veil because I was one of those people. And they opened up for them and they were a new thing. Like, they were just starting to get big and everything like that. And I was like, you know what? I really like these people. They sound good. And then I listened to one of their like songs on YouTube after the concert and I hated it. It's kind of weird. I just think it's really weird how sometimes bands sound so different live.
Yeah, agreed.
You know?
Their first album's good.
But,
I like their first album a lot.
You told me you loved the first album, and I was like...
I don't want to use the term guilty pleasure. I just think it's good.
It probably is.
But anything after the first album, no thank you. Sorry, you guys lost me.
Yeah, I just get too poppy and stuff. And that was my thing. It's, like, really hard to find... And I don't want to, like, knock anyone because I really want to see more of it. I just don't find myself liking a lot of bands that have women as the front person because in the alternative genre. Because they end up getting too poppy usually. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm just not into it. Like, I've like, there's some that I'm like, yes, love you. But then there's some that, like, a lot of them just end up going down, like, as... more albums come out. I just don't like it. Like, I honestly, people love what Paramore did with the whole, like, 80s thing they're doing. I don't like it.
I haven't listened to any of their 80s sounding stuff.
I mean, I don't know. Like, my uncle was like, oh, it sounds kind of 80s, like the new stuff. And I was like, I don't know about the new. It was when they came out with that Still Into You song, that album. I think it was self-titled. Okay. But I'm tried and true, like, the first two albums, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Because I felt like they just sold out.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know.
You know?
Can't please everybody.
We gotta get some more ladies in there.
Make your money, whatever.
Don't listen to those record companies and go all pop, because whatever, that's what girls are supposed to be.
Let me know what you think of the song.
I will. This one is Smoke. It's the first one off of that album, the first one. Yeah, but she has a cool name. I wonder if it's her real name. Her name's Lynn Gunn, right? Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
That's news to me. Lynn Gunn?
Yeah, I think that's her name. It's probably a stage name.
I don't know.
Unless it is not, because that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Here it goes. All right. That was In a Different Place. I had to look.
It's okay. By a band called Ride. They're a good band.
I did. I liked that song. Also, I did like the Smoke song by Paris. Because, you know, when my 15-year-old self heard My House and I was like, this is too poppy. And then I stopped. Because I was one of those people that if it was an ounce, like when I was in middle school, early high school, when if anything was like an ounce poppy, I was like, no. That's kind of like, and you know, the experience with anyone who's into hardcore music, it's only hard, like, you know, it's like all they listen to.
They are very strict.
Very strict. I had a friend that would only listen to really heavy music.
Yeah, I've had
and sometimes
like that
too. It got really annoying. But
yeah, I don't know. I feel like when you're younger, you like what you like. But, you know, I feel that as I age, my mind, you know, gets a little more open.
Yeah.
If something's a little poppy, that's okay, you know.
You know, you can recognize sometimes when it's good pop.
Yeah.
And when it's bad pop. Because there's good pop, there's bad pop, there's mediocre pop. There's all kinds. Music is music, man.
If it
sounds good, it sounds good.
Yeah, whatever.
If it don't, it don't.
If it don't, it don't.
It don't, it don't. And you like what you like. Some people like death metal. Some people like country. Some people like smooth jazz. I don't know.
Yeah, like whatever.
We all got our thing.
We're all here to enjoy the things we like while we're here, you know? So
it's very true. So, you know, that's just what we do. So you're listening to One More Time, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I got my ID access last week, had to call the DJs. I don't think they put me on air. Yeah, I don't think they did. But, yeah, had to get let in the building because my ID wasn't working, but now it is, and I'm really happy about it.
I'm glad the powers that be fixed that for you.
I know. It's pretty great. You know, so I could do the show. But thanks for listening. If any of you out there are listening.
You know, it's not even 11 yet, and I'm already tired. This is early for me.
Yeah, I'm tired too. Today,
I'm usually like strictly stay up till like 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m. every night, no problem. But I think I'm going to go to bed soon after this is over.
Yeah. I mean, same. So, you know, it depends. Last week we were like up. I think we were also so excited because it was our first show, you know?
Sure.
And I'm always excited to do this, but I'm feeling the tiredness tonight.
Sometimes you just want to sleep.
Sometimes, you know? I just always want to sleep.
Want to get some sleep. Full night's rest. That'd be great.
It would. You know, we should go do that and play out with the song.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I hope everyone sleeps well tonight.
Yeah. We care about you here at WMFO.
Rest is important.
It is. New PSA. You should find a sleep PSA for next week.
There's got to be one in
there.
This
has to be. This is a college radio.
I'll find
it. I mean, I don't know. College students never sleep, but I mean, it depends. It's selectively, you know? We stay up all night, but sleep all day. We're nocturnal.
Yeah.
It depends.
Sometimes,
you know?
I sleep all night and sleep all day.
I mean, sometimes you just got to do it, you know? You do what you got to do.
Sure. You ever cancel plans to sleep?
Probably, yeah. There's been times when people, well, I've definitely done the thing where people are like, you want to hang out, and then I give some random excuse for why not to hang out, but I'm actually just want to rest.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I was on BuzzFeed today, and they had this article about, you know, you're an adult when, and I think one of them was canceling plans because you just don't want to do anything.
You know.
But I don't think that's just an adult thing. I think that's like, I feel like once you hit, I don't know, 13, 14, I feel like that starts to happen.
It hit me a little later. I did a lot of stupid stuff when I was 13 and 14.
I mean, yeah, I think it hit me probably like 16 because at that point school was getting hard and then I was tired, you know?
Probably once I graduated high school and I entered the workforce, and I was just, I don't know, like...
You know, sometimes you just don't. You want to do...
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, you know, free time is precious sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't want to, you know, don't want to do the whole, like, seeing people thing.
You don't always have to please everybody, you know?
It's true. Be yourself.
Sometimes you just got to sleep. Just got to take a nap.
Solves the world's problems. World would be a happier place if everyone got a full night's rest every night.
So I believe this to be true.
I feel like it would be. I feel like it would at least help a little bit.
It would at least probably calm down road rage.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, people be a little less cranky. You know, we have about 45 seconds until it's 11 o'clock. And I was going to play another song, but I don't think it's really worth it, you know?
Think we'd just rather go to sleep than
we
play
should.
Another song.
We didn't fall asleep, don't worry. So you know what? I don't think there's anyone that comes in after this, so I'm sorry, my peeps. I think you're going to have to get the automation tonight. So I'm going to put that on, and I hope you guys have a good night.
Get some sleep, everybody.
Yeah. See you.
Bye.